Now, finally, it's time for our final thoughts. This is where you get a chance to speak out on the topics that are in the news. Last week, we asked you the question, is President Obama in denial in regard to the nation's rejection of his policies, or did he, as he stated on 60 Minutes last weekend, not communicate the policies well enough? We received a plethora of responses. One I want to point out came from Kyle. Kyle said, so we are now supposed to believe that the great communicator had a communication problem, and that is why they lost so many seats in the last election. Nice try. Actually, that is a pathetic attempt to gloss over the overwhelming message the election results were sending. I guess no matter what happens, there is going to be some reason other than we just don't like the direction you're taking our beloved country. Reminds me of Steve Martin in the movie The Jerk, when the sniper was shooting at him in the gas station and he explained it away by saying they don't like cans. That was by Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. We received many emails similar to that. Most of you, I would say 99%, believe that Obama was in denial. This week, we are going to go back to that topic of the debt commission that is talking about some sort of spending cuts and tax increases. As I reported earlier on the program, the deficit commission has proposed some major spending cuts to Social Security, Medicare. It's even suggested eliminating the popular mortgage interest deduction for homeowners. But they've also proposed lowering tax rates and potentially creating some sort of flat tax, possibly. So here's the question that I want to ask you this week. If you are a homeowner, would you be willing to give up your mortgage deduction for a flat tax? Would you be willing to give up your mortgage tax deduction? I want to know what you think. Let me know. Send your comments directly to me, jerry@ftmdaily.com, or dial in and leave a voice message where we can play this on the radio on our toll-free number, 800-609-5530, and just press number 3 for the Follow the Money Weekly hotline. Leave your voice message there, and we'll consider it for playing on the next radio program. Tell us your thoughts. Be sure to include your name and your town on all correspondence.